and also about the musk. We hear stray stories about his phase with the musk, life with the musks. We do hear in Ramayana and sometimes in Mahabharata, there are little, what do you call, the sprinklings are there, that he comes across somebody, you know, who is lost in thought, and they even use the word Brahmibhut there in that. It's there. But it's not the regular phase, you see. It's a sort of a part of his ministry. He made it. The Wayfarer, have you heard the name Wayfarer's book?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's a record of all the, his, what do you call, his contacts with the masks, meeting with Dr. William Duncan. That is also unique.
One interesting thing has happened, which I have personally noticed.
Yeah.
Because before coming in Baba's contact, I had seen many people which I never knew who they were.
Yeah.
But later through this book, I came to know that they were the masks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Their names were mentioned, and we knew them by name before coming in Baba's contact. But now, for last 10-15 years, what we find, that whether all the musts have disappeared altogether, what had happened, we do not find them.
Yeah.
In most of the cities where they used to be there.
But well, the age is there.
Yes.
So they must have died. A new crop must have come up, which we don't know, we can't recognize yet. Or maybe because of his contacts with the musts, he has now created all the saliks, you know, you can't know that they are musks. Here is one of the saliks sitting there.
I'm supposed to go over to here, but thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our Muhammad now.
What Papa said, I got the impression he was about 80, maybe 85. The idea being, he came in the mid 30s, he came to Maribod, and probably thought he was supposed to live his late 20s. So this is the late 80s, so it's probably about 80.
To me, he appeared to be either my age or a little younger than myself when I saw him first in Rahuri. Yeah.
He's very nice skin, I mean.
He may be my age, 72 or 73. I'll be 73 now very soon.
Right.
So maybe 75, or he may be 71, 72. Like that. But I don't know about 85.
I don't know.
His photograph, which is of 1948, that resembles even today. He seems to be of the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just more bent over.
Yeah, he's bent over a lot.
Heather was telling me the other day, Heather, that he had this big, one of those big doorstop rocks, and he was holding it out like this, big heavy rock, you know, like this for an hour without moving that rock. And I mean, that's, you know, I couldn't even lift it for 1 minute like that.
He gets lost, you know, that's how it is.
Strong too. So he gets lost to where his physical body is, does whatever.
It is 6:30 now. So see how dark it's getting.
Oh, because of the rain.
No.
It's raining.
Yeah, I see that. It's 4:30.
Yeah.
No, but anything that has his participation makes it lasting.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
That's what's so wonderful about Francis, like, for example, like, Francis's songs, or, for example, because some of the songs are quite nice, some of them are, I mean, let's be fair, they're ordinary, you know, even some mediocre, but he enjoyed them.
Yeah.
And he continues to enjoy them. Or, same thing, you know.
And like, he said that Francis got exasperated when Baba would ask him to repeat it. He said, well, I must learn it by heart, because after 700 years, I'll have to repeat these.
I was just thinking what Gokhan said, you know, I don't know, but I was thinking there was this time, we went to Malawi. Alan and Heather and I, and Gore gave us this big box of mango leather. Do you know that?
extra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Amras.
Yeah, to carry with us.
Dried amras.
Yeah. And we ate it on our treks. And it was delicious. You know, we carried it everywhere and we ate it. After 3 weeks, we've been eating this stuff about 3 weeks. And even after 3 weeks, we had quite enough. And we planned to take another trip. And we didn't like the idea of carrying this kilo and a half of that remained with us over the mountains and through difficult snows and things like that. So there's this guy in the town, Manali, and he never asked for anything. He didn't do anything except he made he would make himself those chapatis. And he dressed a little peculiarly. I thought, you know, he might be a Salik type master. We don't know, but we don't know anything about this guy. So he said, anyway, he's a nice man, he doesn't work, and he loves God. And then he says, what do you do? He says, I remember, I ask him, what's your job? He says, what do you mean, what's my job? I remember him. What else is there to do? That's the only thing to do. Mm-hmm. So we don't know if he was a master or not, but he had a good reply. So we decided to give him this box, then we'd be free of it. And it wouldn't be like throwing it away. And she'd go here and give it to us, so we could just throw it in the street, or throw it out. It was a nice thing, and she'd take him care of it. So we said, well, if we see him, we'll give it to him. So we go out of the house, and there he is, about 200 yards from the house, standing under a tall tree, like he's waiting for us. And he sees us, and his face lights up, and we walk over there, and we give him the box. And then he's really, 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 really happy. I mean, it's like so happy that you feel like you're going to be burned. I mean, your skin feels like it's going to be burned up from that happiness of that human being. It was incredible. And he was very, very, very happy. And he takes this box and he, you know, everybody put up his hand. Like, is there a picture of that guy that's putting up his hand? Yeah. This God-given Maharaj, one of his pictures, he has his hand up like that. And he put up his hand like that. And he just looked very, very stately. He was a beautiful old man. He's about 80. Lovely, good health and good skin. And now he just looks like the sun. And he says to us both, Alan, he says, may he bless you, because through you, this has come to me from the house of the Shahanshah. Not just king, but the
emperor.
King of kings.
Shahanshah.
He says like that. He was from the Karachi, he said. So, I don't know if he was a must or not, but at least he sent it out where the box had come from.